Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show. Your
indictment of dude.
So if you are in Addison this weekend, I will be there this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we have two Friday. We just added a third one on Saturday and two on Sunday.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah,
that's what getting down with the get down.
You know I am.
Got to get the people what they want.
Yeah, for sure. And going to, baby. Full barrel. Sure is. So, Lena, but you guys live in a river, so you pretty much wash your ass every time you go outside.
In the river.
In the morning or night? Shower morning or night?
I actually like to shower in the morning, but sometimes I'll do both.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? What is the deciding factor whether you do both or not?
I feel, you know,
crusty.
Yeah. I'll be like, tangy. You know what?
Well, the other thing is, I think everybody has a different chemical makeup.
Yeah.
So some people need more showers than others because
they made deodorant to go under your Have you ever seen that?
I have. It's called Lumi.
It's another one now.
I know. Yeah. I saw that one too. They have one for men and one for women.
You got the secret all body spray at
Yes.
Jasmine, all I've heard you read commercials about them.
That's right, and I mean it.
Yeah. I thought Axe body spray took care of all that.
You put that downstairs, you're going to have a whole lot of problems.
Yeah.
The secret one is supposed to be safe for that. That's what
it's supposed to be safe, for sure. Yeah.
So, it's another one too. I saw a chick, she said, after I work out, come on now, stop it. I think that it's, much like you, it depends on what the day has dictated.
Yeah. Like, if you've been running around, and especially in the summertime, it's hot, you're sweaty, your pits need some attention.
Yes.
You need to put some water through there and run a rag.
I remember one time I was somewhere, and I had gotten up and I'd taken a shower, but I had to run through the airport. But I forgot to put deodorant on. Man, don't you know I ran into that gift shop and bought some wet wipes and deodorant. Man, come on now. You ain't gonna call me smelly.
Because here's the thing. I think sometimes
damn.
Yeah.
And not know you have an odor.
No, you do.
No. I think there's sometimes a particular odor. You may know the smell of onions and, you know, burnt biscuits and things like that. However, and maybe three-day-old fish. But there's sometimes an odor that you have that's just from outside that just smells
like outside.
Off.
Yeah, it smells like pennies.
Yes. Get your butt in the shower.
One of my family members has a friend, or used to have a friend.
Yeah.
That they would sit on the couch and the smell of shrimp would just waft out.
Oh, see, now you can't.
And I would call her. Every time she'd come, I'd go, under the sea. They would go, Daddy, stop it.
No.
Yeah, I call it Little Mermaid.
Yes,
you remember her, Kyle?
No,
I remember.
That's terrible.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Every time she'd sit
Hi, Ariel.
Yeah. Now, see, back in the day, I could see that because it wasn't enough information. So you'd always have one girl or two or three that you. But nowadays, it's too much social media.
Old BB over there.
She become nose blind. You know what? People get nose blind when they smell so much that you don't even smell it. They don't even smell their house anymore. You know,
they smell like the house.
You get it like that. If you wear the same, let's say, cologne or perfume all the time, you hardly smell it when you put on. But other people smell it.
I'm telling you.
But when you change it's real loud. When you change to a different cologne.
Yeah, the washcloth smell like them.
Years ago, I got asked out on a date, and the guy picked me up, and I opened the car door, and just the smell of what I knew to be his house, him,
balls,
the car, all that. I just closed the door and went right on back in the house. I was like,
smell like old people sleeping. You ever walk into an old person's house? I mean,
and
like
car oil. Yeah. It was just terrible. I was like, this ain't for me.
Old people bedroom, smell just had that, you know.
Yeah. Smell like deaf and TV dinners. all right, we're going to be getting to your calls in a bit. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. The question that we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, when do you think you should take a shower, in the morning or at night? We're going, Skip, what do you do?
Oh, well, I always take a shower in the morning. I get up, I shave and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Night is dictated by what day brings, you know.
But the day
you go out, certain restaurants you go to and eat that, you know, I don't want to smell like food. If we hit the cigar lounge or something like that, I'll hit the shower because, or if I just have a super active hot day in Texas, you know, we gotta go and take care of things. But I always take one in the morning.
Hot, active night.
Yeah.
If you know
what
I mean.
He takes shower in the morning, though.
I always take one in the morning.
Yeah.
Always.
When I was a kid, I only took a bath on Saturdays. Up until I was like eight. Yeah. Yeah, I took a bath on Saturday. And used to wonder why I was itching all the time. I'm like, why is why is this water itching?
Took a bath on Saturday.
I started taking showers every day. First, I only took a bath, and it was Saturday. But about when I was 9, I started taking showers as opposed to bath, and I took them every day. But I used to take a bath every Saturday.
Your mama really didn't like you, did she? She was like, I don't want him to have no friends. I don't want him to have no self-esteem.
I'm serving them that soap. Well, them little kids, people think little kids don't stink. Bull. Little kids can get it, bro.
They do.
Man.
Yeah, not.
Yes, indeed.
No. These little kids now, man.
Little kids, you're going to get your butt in the tub right now, every night.
I didn't, but.
That's terrible. What about your brothers and sisters? Did they get sick baths?
No, everybody. We all take
everybody
bath
just
Saturday.
Use the same bath water.
The funky family.
Twice.
The funky family.
The brothers
plus
had to
four.
Use it twice.
That's terrible.
So I wanted to get in before him.
Ew.
And then you have you have to use Ajax in the tub. It's like you're sitting on a sandpaper. Yeah. It was horrible.
So you were only allowed to take the bath on Saturday.
I took a bath on Saturday.
And all of you shared the same
no,
water.
No, me and my brother shared the water, and me and my sister shared the water.
But it was still dirty, nonetheless.
Yeah, you had to clean it out and stuff.
Oh,
but it was all
bless your heart.
All they had was Ajax and Comet, so
I'm
be
sorry
blue.
For being so mean to you. I get it now.
No, that's all right.
I understand.
No, that's all right. I did all right.
I understand.
I'm okay now.
Yeah, on the outside. I'm talking about the inside.
All this time growing up, your parents thought you had eczema. No, we've been bathing with this Comet.
Yeah, Well, we used to do stuff like remember when you used to use Joy for Mr. Bubble Man.
Oh,
your
skin
be on fire.
Yeah. But tied in the bathtub.
Tied in the bathtub.
That little pink stuff. It was cute.
Hell no. You better use that Mr. Bubble and get your ass in it. I mean, Mr. Joy. And what is it? Prel. Well, not a Prel. What was it? A Palm Olive.
Yeah, Lemon Fresh.
Yeah. All right, kids. And now these kids be spelled like Fabuloso.
Oh my gosh.
Give me a call. Let me know what you think. Shower in the day or shower in the morning? It's a shower at night or shower in the morning? It's the D.L. Hughley Show. We're waiting for your calls. Wash your ass before you call, though. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The question we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, when do you take a shower, at night or in the morning? That's the question we posed. We're going right to the phones.
First, let me just say hello, everyone. I love your show. I shower in the morning no matter what. I can take a shower bath at night because I'm going out or whatever, but I'm always take a shower in the morning as well because that gets my day started. So I take my shower in the morning.
I think it's good to do both. But now, if you're going to shower in the morning and it's wintertime, make sure you stay in the house at least 2 hours, because if you do, you have a chance of catching colds and things. So if you're going to shower in the morning, I think you just stay in the house at least 2 hours before you go outside. Now, I'm 82 years old, and I found out it made a difference, because if I shower and then try to go outside, I've been known to catch colds and things. So I found out it's best to stay in the house 2 hours. But it's a good thing to shower both times.
Well, I think it's good to shower at night if you have to go out early in the morning and it's cold. But it's also good to shower in the morning if you're living in a hot climate and you have to go out and the water just hits you. So, yeah, both would do, day and night.
Hey, let me share some words of wisdom for you. I'm a truck driver from Ohio. My wife will tell me, don't you dare get in my bed, go wash your nasty ass. That's after 39 years of marriage. She still tells me that every day. You don't wait till the morning to get my bed.
I think it just depends on what you're trying to do. Like, for me, for instance, when I get off work, I would like to take a shower in the evening because I feel dirty. But if I'm, like, on the weekend getting ready to go somewhere, then I prefer to take a shower in the morning, whether I'm getting off work or if I'm off work.
Point blank period. You take a shower at night, and in the morning you take you a quick shower if you're going to go to work. Because if you don't take a shower at night and go to bed with that day's grease and grime on you, then you're nasty. What do your pillow sheets look like? What do your pillowcase smell like? What does your whole bed smell like? Yeah, you take a shower at night and get that grime off of you at night.
Well, I think that you should shower at night. Simple reason, because sometimes you sweat. And then, you know, you can get up and take another shower in the morning. Take two showers. You have two showers first. I like to shower at night so I can sleep. You know, because if you've been doing stuff all day long, working or whatever, and you get in the bed, oh, no. Take a shower at night, and then you might sweat at night. And I say take a shower in the morning.
All right, we're getting to more of your calls in a bit. It is the D.L. Hughley Show. The question we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, when do you take a shower, at night or in the morning? That's the question we posed. We're going right to the phones.
I absolutely believe showering at night is a must. Like, you need to wash off the day. You need to de-stress. It helps de-stress the skin. It's hygienic. It's being clean. And most importantly, yes, shower in the morning. Like, come on, be for real. These people need to, like, know that you got to treat your skin. You need to moisturize it. And it's like I said, you're washing off that day. You're washing off that stress. And who wants to put that nastiness in their bed?
Most definitely. You need to wash your ass at least twice a day to stay clean and healthy. Forget about the damn doctor in his study. You don't need a doctor to tell you to wash your behind, man. You don't wash yourself properly. You go next to somebody. And they honestly, they say, man, you smell, man. Go take a bath. That's ridiculous.
You know what? This is my thoughts. I cannot understand for the life of me, out of all you guys there in that studio, he cannot come up with questions that are not elementary. Out of everybody in that studio, somebody can come up with some mind-boggling questions, stupid questions like how many times you shower. That's so elementary. Seriously, you guys need to be able to get some questions that make people think. You know, he needs to let you guys come up with some clever questions to ask the audience, because this is tired, sick, and old.
I think as long as you take a bath, it's fine. That's right. Hey, I enjoy his subject. Tell him to keep it up.
Kyle, I know when you shower all the time.
Yeah, I have to because yeah. I work out so much.
You shower all the time. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, though, if you work out
all
the time.
If you sweat, like, excessively, like, I'm not talking about just, you know, when you're out in the sun just a little bit. If you, like, drip, yeah, get in the shower. Yeah.
You can't walk through my house smelling like an In-N-Out double-double with cheese. Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting to your calls in a bit. Excuse me, That's What I Think with comedian Damon Williams. It's on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Life doesn't wait, and neither does the D.L. Hughley Podcast.
No, that is not what happened. Replay the tapes, Skip.
Catch every moment, every joke, every thought right on the D.L. Hughley Podcast. Available on Urban One Podcast and your favorite podcast platforms.
It is that time for What I Think with comedian Damon Williams.
Hey, it's Damon Williams, and I think it's time that people in our generation, to my people like myself in our 50s, stop proclaiming that we was raised right and we was raised better. We were not. We were neglected. If you grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, you were a free agent in the world. 6 years old with a key to the house. Your mother had no idea where you were. All you had to do is say, Ma, can I go outside? She said, go ahead. And you would be gone outside until dark. And I mean, you had to stay outside till dark, because if you came back inside, they said, if you come in, you're staying in. They had no idea where we were. They had no way to track us. There was no cell phones. There was no get-togethers with the other parents. You were just outside in the world. My mother had no idea that we went down to department stores and shoplifted our whole summer wardrobe. That's right, back in the day, there were no metal detectors. You could just go in the dressing room with three or four outfits and come out with one or two of them under your clothes. Back in the day, kids were reckless. Everybody our age had stitches. You got stitches somewhere from a fall or a trip or a sports game, or you got hit by a car, or something happened where your ass got stitched up. This, of course, would upset your mother because now she got to take off time from work to take you to the hospital to get your stitches. So for that, you get a beating. And a beating came with all type of household items. You already know the list because it's been mentioned many times. There was nothing loving about getting beat. I remember one time I did something mischievous and my stepfather, I could call him now because I didn't know back then, he took me down to a neighbor's house to find out if they saw me participating in said activity. Once it was confirmed, the man took off his belt and proceeded to try to whip me right outside in front of all my friends right on the block. Now, I tried to run away, but he was a fat guy, so by him being fat, that belt was long as hell. That's right, that belt caught me five strides down the block because Big Willie had a big-ass belly. Kids today get spoken to. They get to express their feelings. They get to talk back. What the hell is talking back? When we grew up, you couldn't even mumble under your breath because your mother heard you whispering and throw a shoe and hit you upside your head. So when I hear people say, these kids today are wilding and these kids today are out of control because they're not being raised right, it's not that they're not being raised right or that we were raised better. We were just lucky. Now, that might not be right. That might not be true. But that's what I think. Toledo, Ohio. I'll be at the Funny Bone this weekend, Friday through Sunday. And please watch Laugh Tonight with Damon Williams, now streaming on Tubi.
It's Damon Williams, y'all.
Thank you, baby boy. We're going to see you again next week. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, we're going to be talking to the beautiful songstress and friend of the show, Vivian Greene. That's coming up next on The D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.